This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, March 5th. God's word for you today is turn around. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 30, verse 11, which says, "You did it. You turned my deepest pains into joyful dancing. You stripped off my dark clothing and covered me with joyful light." Perspective. The God perspective is so important. Otherwise, Joseph would not have experienced this turnaround. What do you think would have happened if Joseph had seen Potiphar's house as the ultimate and gone to announce his manager's status? He probably would have truncated the turning point. They had planned to kill him, thrown him into a pit, sold him to slavery, and so many other painful experiences followed. But Joseph held onto the God perspective. How do we know this? Genesis 45 verse 5 says, "But don't be upset and don't be angry with yourselves for selling me to this place. It was God who sent me here ahead of you to preserve your lives." Was Joseph just putting up a show for his brothers? Not at all. He repeated the same statement with even greater depths in Genesis 50 verse 20 to 21, which says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. No, don't be afraid. I will continue to take care of you and your children." So he reassured them by speaking kindly to them. In other words, no pound of flesh needed. Make up your mind to live a life free of bitterness. Now let's turn it into a prayer. Say aloud, "I make up my mind to live a life free of bitterness in the name of Jesus." You need a turning point, so get rid of bitterness completely. Expect to go from sorrow to joy. 1 Chronicles 4 verse 9 says, "There was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful." Jabez's name meant sorrow. Picture this. Conversations with him went kind of like this. "Sorrow, help me get that chair." Or, "Pain, help me bring that cup." He lived all his life branded, but he had a turning point. 1 Chronicles 4 verse 10 says, "He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, 'Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain.' And God granted him his request. Jabez cried to the God of Israel and God answered him." As you cry to God today, God will answer you in the name of Jesus. Israel, Jacob, thought that Joseph was dead, and in the process, looking for food, his sons went to Egypt and Simeon was detained. Israel, still unsure of what will become of Simeon, now had Judah prevailing on him to release Benjamin. The man was losing all his sons. He was in a place of confusion and sorrow until his turning point came. Genesis 45 verse 26 says, "Joseph is still alive," they told him, "and he is governor of all the land of Egypt." Jacob was stunned at the news. Stunned there means he was in shock. They probably had to give him a chair because of the shock. Genesis 45 verse 27 says, "But when they repeated to Jacob everything Joseph had told them, and when he saw the wagons Joseph had sent to carry him, their father's spirits revived." The news came to shock him, but the proof revived him. You will revive the soul of your parents by sending them wagons. God will make you put laughter in their mouths. Do you receive that? Let us pray. Lord, by your right arm, revive me and turn my sorrow to joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.